Welcome to the Plant with Pager podcast, the podcast that covers sales, marketing, and recruitment, all while having a beer. Enjoy. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Pint with Pager. Today we are chatting all things SEO with Sarah Kavanagh, the head of SEO at Venn Digital. I hope she knows one or two things about SEO. Sarah, would you mind doing a quick intro for the people watching or listening at home?
Yeah, sure. As you said, I'm Sarah. I'm the head of SEO at Venn. I do all things that have to do with anything you can think of, from tech SEO to content for recruitment marketing websites.
Amazing. And before we get into SEO, how did you end up loving SEO that much that you dedicated your life to it?
It all started with content, to be honest. It was just content writing. My entire background was marketing and content marketing. And then I was part of an SEO team where the tech SEO wasn't that good. So I was told I need to learn tech SEO to help. And I ended up just really, really enjoying it. And then learning that if you marry SEO with marketing and content and everything else, it can actually be quite exciting. I like spreadsheets, so it worked out.
Amazing. And you mentioned tech SEO a few times now. There probably are quite a few people who don't know what tech SEO is. Would you mind giving sort of a breakdown of what it is? Real basics, and then if you want to go a bit complicated, feel free.
Yeah, tech SEO, I guess the basic thing that everybody will know and will think of, it's things like your meta titles and meta descriptions, basically the little things you see when you Google something and it gives you the search results with the link. Those are kind of the very basic things that I think all of us forget exist but actually matter quite a lot, and that's the tech SEO side of a bit. You've got more complicated things like schema. So in recruitment, you know, Google for job schema, that's kind of, you know, the person who sits in a dark room and makes the little code happy so that Google shows your search results on your jobs. But it is kind of the foundation of everything that we do. I think if you don't have good tech SEO, so you're code, if you will, isn't up to scratch and your website isn't fast enough or things are not loading well, you've got loads of broken images or broken URLs, that all feeds into it and it all impacts just generally how your SEO does. So without that foundation, you might have amazing stuff on your website, but no one will ever know about it because the tech SEO will just not let you be visible in search results.
Got it. And one of my frustrations, and we might come on to this, is Google recently, in the last few years, just decided to start making their own ones up sometimes, even if you said, have you seen that yourself?
Yeah, I think we always laugh at this, but part of my job is just reading what they've come up with next. they do genuinely change their minds a lot, which is frustrating, I think. It keeps everybody on their toes. It definitely underpins the fact that you can't just do SEO once and call it a day. It is one of those things where you do have to genuinely just read up and stay up to date, you know, whether that's your page speed is suddenly scoring really low and you have to figure out why or why is that happening. You know, they do come out with at least two major updates a year. Sometimes they're smaller, sometimes they're bigger, but in the last few years, we've had quite a lot of major changes. And I think with AI coming in now, we're going to see even more of it. So it is one of those things where you have to stay up to date and kind of see how you can appease them. And even then, it might not work.
Absolutely. You mentioned AI. We're going to come on to AI a bit later. But what I do want to chat to you about is your ideal content strategy. If I came to you with a blank canvas, I'm a recruiting business. I've got, 40 recruiters in the business. And I'm coming to you guys. I'm saying, look, I really want to embrace marketing. What would be your first sort of steps in terms of content?
I think the first steps is identifying what are you actually trying to do. You kind of have to think, do I need more candidates? Do I need more clients? What am I trying to achieve? Who am I trying to attract? What am I trying to be visible for? I think what I see often is people are adamant that they promote their services, and it's very important. Everybody knows what we do and how we do it, but actually that isn't a selling point with SEO. It's too generic. Everybody has the same, you know, we all use the word recruitment. You're not going to stand out much. But the actual industries and sectors that you work in, you can make a massive difference. And it's quite important with content strategies that you show information. So you don't just talk about this is what we do, this is how we recruit, and this is why we're great, but show that you actually understand the industry. You know, say you're recruiting in renewables and that's your massive kind of field where you have loads of consultants and you really want to be known for that. You need to talk about the fact that you understand what's going on in a renewable industry, you know, the jobs that people are looking for, the different areas where, you know, I might currently be working in mining, but actually my skill set would be very suitable for renewables. So can you tell me how I can move across to this industry? It is that kind of showing knowledge. And I think we often fall into the trap of saying, oh, I just need to bang out some blog posts, you know, 500 words every few days, that'll do it. But it just doesn't work that way anymore. I think these days, you know, you need that long form content where you really, really dive into the details and think about the intent of what you're trying to achieve and who are you targeting? What does your audience actually want to know? And do it based on searches. You know, don't do it just based on gut and based on what you as a business think, but based on what are people actually searching.
What tools do you recommend for that, to identify the sort of keywords and long tail keywords that you could go after?
Three best tools for that would start with your keyword planner. Not everyone has access to it because these days keyword planner, it is technically for PPC, but you can use it for SEO. It's actually very good because it tells you exactly what people are searching on Google. But Google's cheeky, so without a paid ads account, well, like you use it these days. But that's definitely a good starting point. SEMrush keyword magic tool is really, really good for finding out questions that people are asking. You just type in the actual topic you want to talk about. So say renewable jobs or renewable recruitment, and it will tell you every single question people have Googled about that specific topic. Ahrefs is also very good. They have like a content explorer tool that you can use. I think those three are definitely good tools to find out the keywords, the actual things that have been posted, the questions. It's just a good way of going about knowing what you're trying to target. What is the intent of people's searches? You know, what are they trying to learn?
Absolutely. And there's probably people listening that have got limited resource, right? Mm-hmm. So they've got limited content resource. If you had to put your bets in one place, would it be on blog posts or would it be a hero piece of content every 2 months, that long form piece of content? What would you rather do?
I think start with your main landing pages. I think people forget about that one the most. Start there. If you have limited resources, just make sure that your actual website, those core pages, and I'm not talking about services or about me, you know, it's great. You had a Christmas party 10 years ago, but nobody wants to know about that. Have a think about your industries and truly, truly on those pages, you know, have a few pages for every single industry you work in and explain how you work in that industry, what jobs and what clients you work with, and kind of get more information in there. And then from then on, like you said, I think once you've got those core pages and you're happy with that, having a long form piece of content, even once a month, you know, if you get that out there and it relates to one of those industries and you can link to them, I think that's a good start with limited resource.
Got it. And when it comes to producing that long form content, what sort of process would you go through to produce something of value? Because quite a lot of people I see, they call it long form and it's a PDF that has about three pages and a call to action to buy their product, right?
Yeah.
What's your sort of process for producing valuable content? And are you gated or ungated? Where do you sit?
So because it's SEO, I'm totally team ungated just because I know that when it's gated, it won't always be crawlable and won't give you as much stuff. At least not for the things that we try to target. Even though PDFs are crawlable, but I feel like it doesn't always work with Google. I think they say that, but it's not necessarily true. I think with ungated content and long form content, the process that we tend to follow is we start with the questions. You know, we have a piece of content where we're trying to target businesses who are recruiting into renewables and we need to find more talent for our business. So what we tend to do is we do a lot of research and keyword research about what are people searching? You know, are they searching how to find talent or, you know, what are my audiences? Are there any skills gaps or are there any transferable, you know, skills from other industries where I can pinch people from, say, mining, for example? And when we do that keyword research, we let that build our outline. So once we see those questions that they ask, we use that to build out every single part of the blog post, if you will, or guide, whatever you want to call it. And then we just take it from there. You know, as you do your research and you write about it, you tend to see that there's more information that you can give into it. I think the thing that we've learned as we've produced content is don't just quickly answer the question, go into the details, go into actionable steps. So if your heading is how to find talent, don't just say, you know, these are the five ways to do it, but actually properly explain and give them step-by-step guides on how to do it, because A, Google really likes that, and B, a lot of people, and I think that's surprising, but a lot of people, even in high positions, don't necessarily always know how to do those things. So just giving a straight up answer without any tips on how to use that answer won't help them. And at the end of the day, it's not just about ranking for SEO, but it is also about having that content help people.
Absolutely. And do you think that's the key to delivering value? Make sure you remember who the reader is rather than SEO. Because I remember back in the day, if you wanted to rank high on Google, you just put things in white font on a white background and hit everything, all your keywords.
Yes.
That was much, much simpler.
Yeah, I think the days of keyword stuffing were the good old days, the easy days. But yeah, I think delivering that value is exactly what Google looks for. I mean, last year they rolled out helpful content update, and we've seen quite a lot of websites either crash and burn or do very well because of that update, because they have genuinely started looking into, are you offering value? Are you answering the questions that the people are asking? Are you remembering your audience? You know, if you're writing about random news or things going on in the world or constantly talking about your company instead of actually giving people advice, Google is going to notice it, and it is going to harm the SEO side of things.
Absolutely. And one of the biggest unique content on a recruitment website are their jobs. But typically what we see is poorly written job adverts. What do you think the impact of that is, and how do you think people can solve it?
I think the impact of that is that, you know, they do come and go. So it is difficult because you've just got so many jobs that, you know, you can post one and then in a week it's gone and you've got another one to think about. I think even having a very simple formula, just remember, I want to always have two headings. You know, I want to always talk about, these are the skills and the things that we are recruiting for, we're looking for. These are the advantages of taking that job on. You just kind of have to be more explanatory, I think. What I see oftentimes is people just chuck in three paragraphs and call it a day, but without any headings or without any proper thinking of, okay, well, how can I break this up so people can easily get the information. I can go on this job advert and right away see, these are the skills that you need. This is what I'm going to get if I apply for this. You know, if you're not doing that, then there's really no point in doing it, not just for Google, but even for users, because they're not getting the information they want instantly. And these days, that's what it's all about. I just want to know right away what you want from me and what I'm going to get from you.
100%. You pretty much just described why we launched Ghostwriter Plus, which is lets you write job adverts using AI, which is a nice tangent into AI, actually. How is that? Affected SEO, you know, ChatGPT, Google's, I think it's called Bard, is it?
Bard, yeah.
How's that affected your world?
To be honest, it hasn't affected it very much. I think there was a lot of worry about it. Now, I've seen a lot of these AIs come and go. I think back in the day, we had Jarvis, who's now Jasper AI or something like that. So it isn't really something that necessarily worried us too much. I think from what we've been doing, and we've been doing a lot of testing in-house, we're finding that actually, funnily enough, Bard is starting to be better than ChatGPT. It's just a lot more resourceful. The thing that we're seeing that people are falling into a trap of is that it doesn't always tell you where it's getting the content from, and it doesn't necessarily tell you that actually I am giving you word for word content from some other website, which thankfully Bard is trying to rectify, and they're trying to tell you, okay, we've this entire paragraph, I didn't write it, I just took it from somewhere. But it is causing issues in a sense of people are posting a lot of duplicate content because a lot of people might have the same prompt, ask the same question, want to have the same content, and all ends up being the same, and it's just cannibalizing itself in search results, which is why I think Google is trying to push Bard and trying to perfect a little bit more to prevent that from happening. You know, Google did always say that they were going to move their search results to more AI driven. I think 10% of their current search results are from AI, and we're not even aware of it, which is, I think, the great thing about it is that we don't even know that 10% of us already get AI results and have for the last 2-3 years. But I think as far as SEO, what I'm seeing and I think will be a big impact is that it's even more important to be informative. It's even more important to cite where you're getting your content from. And that is from a reputable source. You're not just copying and pasting. I think it's going to be interesting to see how ChatGPT catches up with it and how they're going to work their way around it. You know, it's a valuable tool for marketing. It's brilliant for shorter pieces of content. I think, you know, even for SEO tech, you know, when you're doing your meta descriptions, just bang them out in AI. You don't need to write them yourself. But I think as far as long form content, I don't think we're quite there yet. I'm seeing a lot of issues with it, you know, struggling to keep up with it and give you the information that you need, or at least in a digestible kind of format that is usable. Especially if you need to cite resources and you don't really know where it's gotten it from. Like, you think it wrote it itself, but actually half of it isn't. So I've seen a lot of plagiarism tools suddenly popping up in my ads because everybody's trying to find tools to check that what they've written is good. But I think, you know, it is the future. There's no running away from it. I think we need to just accept it. And, you know, a lot of SEO people are fighting against it and trying to regulate it, but there's no running away from it. You know, it's happening. I think it's just how do we use it to our advantage. And I think Bard is probably going to be the key to it even more than ChatGPT, because it will start giving us more answers and more ways of using it for even research. I think that's very valuable, you know, if it can cut down time on research, but properly tell you where it's getting things from, that could really help those people who don't have a lot of resource in their house. They can't really have loads of long form content, or, you know, they can't have loads of email content even, or any other content written, but they can have that AI help them kind of keep up with things. You know, that'll be very valuable for them specifically.
100%. I like to think of it as your first draft, never your final piece, but your first draft.
Exactly.
100%. And do you remember when Alexa came and they talked about the death of Google because voice search is here?
Yeah.
Now, in my experience, voice search is great until it says, we recommend you go to this webpage, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Like, okay, how am I going to type that out? Do you see AI actually reactivating voice search as well, because it'd be able to give you a concise answer?
Yeah, probably. It'll be like an advanced Alexa, like you said. You know, it'll give you an actual answer. It'll be able to compile information. So instead of, you know, how Alexa, like you said, tells you to go to a web page, it'll be able to actually pull it out and say, I found these five answers on this website, and I think this is the actual answer. So it will get a lot more advanced, and it will actually do that. And I think it'll start doing it with video as well. It'll be able to pull out videos and say, you know, I found this in X video, especially with YouTube having captions and YouTube being now an optimized tool. It'll start pulling resources from that as well. So I think it'll be even more important for any content creators, whether it's website, you know, podcast or video, anything like that. They will be very much used by AI, and going forward, it'll be more and more advanced. So it'll be important to start making sure that we utilize it as much as we can.
Amazing. On that note, I think it's a good time to end. Sarah, thank you so much for your time. I really enjoyed chatting. If any of you are listening to this and thinking, that sounds like a lot of work, that's where Vendigital will come in. So feel free to reach out to Sarah, connect on LinkedIn. But it's been great chatting. Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks so much, Sarah.